It is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Competition can be fierce in Oklahoma high school's extracurricular activities. From the athletic field to the performance halls, students take seriously the trophies they bring home to their schools. Special correspondent Kurt Gortney reports on one Tulsa area program that is bucking the system.
That's the Bixby High School Marching Band performing its fall football halftime show. The mesmerizing program featured a kind of crazy circus with unicyclers, tumblers, disappearing color guard members, and rotating horn players on the field. Their show was judged number one in the state in its class. And this is the sound of the Bixby Band at the annual state concert band contest this spring. There is no sound because the band wasn't there. For the second year in a row, the Bixby High School Band chose to pass on this contest.
My name's Jeremy Parker. I'm the director of bands and coordinator of instrumental music for Bixby Public Schools. Marching band is entertaining. What we're doing in the spring is artistic.
Parker says the idea to stop going to the state concert band contest first came to him in 2007 at a music educators convention in Tulsa. The Bixby Band is not taking its show to the judging stage in favor of education. I visited an early morning band practice this spring. The students were busy working on music for the upcoming concert, their second of the semester. Senior Evan Merlett, who plays the baritone, says he's happy with the decision to pass up the chance for yet another trophy.
My freshman year, we did go to the contest, but from December until the end of the year, we would work on the same couple pieces of music, and honestly, by the end of probably March, we were just about done with them.
Mr. Parker feels that we will get a much better education if we just look at a bunch of like literature and learn more that way than working on the same music for several months and taking it to contests and that kind of thing.
That's Bixby Band drum major and junior Allie Carpenter, who plays flute during the concert season. Both Merlett and Carpenter say even though the pressure of receiving a superior rating at contest is gone, there's no time to relax. The Bixby Band members have to learn about twice the number of compositions of a high school band focused on bringing home an award. And while many marching bands are used to long hours during the halftime season, band director Parker says at Bixby, the concert band day starts early in the morning and extends into the evening.
You know, 6:50 usually opening up when the kids, they're here, you know, they're here at 7 o'clock for sectionals 2 days a week, master classes till 5 o'clock, or chamber ensembles till 5 o'clock. Every day of the week that's going on. The lessons until 6 o'clock, this place is a flurry of activity all the time.
The fast pace and challenge of learning extra music in the spring also spills over into the fall, helping the band keep its edge in the highly competitive marching season. Regardless of the practical implications of skipping the state concert band contest, Parker says when he talked with his students about the change, they were clear about their reasons for being in band.
These kids could care less about plaques and ratings. They were actually in this for the music. And I was really taken back because I realized maybe, and this is me, I'm not correlating this to my colleagues around the state and stuff. This is me. Maybe I was more concerned about the plaque and the rating than my students were.
You can hear Bixby High School's two concert bands perform the last concert of the year Monday evening at 7 at Tulsa Community College's Van Treese Performing Arts Center in South Tulsa. More than 700 people attended the band's last performance in February. In Bixby, Oklahoma, I'm Kurt Wortney.